Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We've got the latest quarterly results from Zscaler, really interesting cybersecurity company. This is the business story behind that one stock on the move. I'm Futurum Group's chief market strategist, Corey Johnson. And Zscaler, interesting company. We've had them on the Drill Down podcast more than once, one of the only companies that has come on more than once because the story is that good. So they reported third quarter earnings, and they were good. It was a beat. We'll sneak into the business story here behind those actual numbers. Even though Wall Street can't think about more than a miss or a beat because they don't understand this business. I understand it a little, maybe. Look, sales were up. Sales were up a lot. 35% revenue growth, $525 million in the quarter. And they raised their financial forecast. They had been looking for about 27 to 28% year-over-year growth. Now they're saying for fiscal year 24, they're going to see 31% top-line growth. That's good. But we dig a little bit deeper. Let's talk about what this business is and how security is changing, how logging into computers is changing, which is a big part of their security effort. Jay Chaudhry, the CEO, talks about data at rest. It's a metaphor that I just so love. It's data that's secure data at rest sitting in SaaS software as a service applications in the cloud and at endpoints. And then they talk about the very different sort of living data, the AI and machine learning services that turn data into insights. They say, yeah, you hope it turns it into insights, whatever. It's changing a lot and changing really fast and being manipulated in real time by the computers themselves, not necessarily by users. And so those two different notions of data, securing the communications across all those layers is what Zscaler is after. But they've been selling so much of this stock, and frankly, the stock has been up so much that when the numbers came out today and they didn't continue to really blow the socks off investors, the stock sold off big time after hours. But again, as I mentioned, it's after a really big run over the last year. One of the interesting things they're talking about, I thought was really timely. It's this workplace utilization insights. So think about all the work from home things. Of course, that raised the difficulty of cybersecurity for corporations because their employees were all over the place, logging into every network they could imagine using any device they could find. Well, now Zscaler is coming saying, hey, we can see what people are using, how often they're using. We can even see how often people are in your offices and what devices and what software they're using. And now they're telling CIOs, hey, they're not really using that software you thought they wanted. And hey, they're not really coming into the office in, I don't know, Austin, Texas or wherever they blow off work. That's not true. They work really hard in Austin, Texas. But there's other places, maybe not so much. Let's say Columbus, Ohio. I'm more of a Michigan guy myself. In any case, this company talking about lots of ways to use the information they're getting to sell more software and security. Here's Jay Chaudhry talking about where we are and how their business is seeing a different result from maybe Palo Alto Networks, which just last week told us they are seeing fatigue from their customers, not so much for Zscaler.
We really do not see any cyber spending fatigue among our customers. In fact, many of the CIOs have told me that cyber is a priority for spend, but they do have ELA fatigue because a lot of stuff has been becoming shelfware and it's being scrutinized. Regarding free stuff, many vendors have been trying to give it away for a while, and we have been successfully winning against this strategy for a long time. I mean, look at our retention rate. It used to be in 90s. At IPO, now it's high 90s. And fundamentally, cyber is so mission critical that customers will invest in the industry's leading solution rather than rely on cheaper and less effective products that are included as a part of an ELA bundle.
So as far as Zscaler goes, they're not seeing the fatigue that Palo Alto Networks seems to see across the board. Interesting. Something we're going to keep an eye on going forward. Or what does it all mean? The big drill on earnings takeaway. And one number that means a whole lot. All that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your quick drilled on earnings takeaway on Zscaler results. The results were pretty good. Revenues, $525 million, up 35% year over year. You think that would have the stock up? It did not. Oh, the company also lost some money, about $29 million in the quarter, a lot better than the previous year. But the stock sold off nonetheless because the company's used to this, investors are used to just fantastic numbers, even though Zscaler actually raised guidance. Now, I promised you the drill down earnings bite, one number that means a whole lot. Well, this company is not only in so many enterprises, protecting those enterprises from a computer security standpoint. Those customers are spending a lot. They now have 31% of their customers are spending over $1 million in average annual revenues. So really big numbers from Zscaler from their big customers. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check us out on all the socials. Check out the full earnings reports on YouTube at the Futurum Group. Follow me at X at Corey TV. Drill Down Earnings, part of the 6-5 Media Group.